My name's Michael Rice. It's a joy to be here with you all. And I just want to say thank you to you men who have already gone. It's a blessing to hear of even just the trials that God has allowed to come into your life and how he has graciously provided for those. And I think it is a testament to God's goodness in our lives. I sat 12 years old reading the first book of the Bible I had ever read, the Gospel of Matthew, and I was just so impacted by our Savior and our need for a Savior. And upon coming to the end of the book, you all know the verse. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples." And it continues and it shows that he is with us always to the end of the age. And I was impacted by that verse, knowing that if everything that I had been reading about our Savior was true, then my life had to be devoted towards going and making disciples and telling others about the good news of Jesus Christ. And so that, in God's sovereign plan, directed me to the Master's Seminary, and I am forever grateful for it. Seminary is interesting. It can be like a refiner's fire. It is a hard anvil that God's trials can come upon and hit us until it makes us useful vessels for his service. And for that, I am so blessed. It has been the best and as well as the hardest period of my life. And I have seen as I have gone through seminary that there is always a temptation to run and to shortchange God's work in your life through the joys and trials of seminary. And I would just encourage you, you men, especially you who may have been starting just this semester, do not shortchange the trials that God is bringing upon you. They will shape you for ministry. They will cause you to have that character that is absolutely necessary. I'd like to thank my wife, my wonderful wife, Brittany, and just what a blessing she is to my life and how, as you men know, we can't do seminary without our wives. It is a joy to have them alongside of us. And even now, I'd like to thank Ray for the course that you offered on how to be biblical husbands. It was a blessing for me as I was entering into my marriage and just preparing for that. I'd like to thank our wonderful son, James, and what he means to me. I'd like to thank those who have offered financial provision to us to allow us to go through this, and as well as Jim DeVore for the ministry experience that you have provided for me. Cornerstone Church truly was a seminary in and of itself. There were many lessons I learned here at seminary. Some of them were that the more tired and the more crunched you seem for time and for resources, the more you should be praying. Thank you, Dr. Clausen, for your biblical exposition of prayer class. It has taught me so much. I also learned that character and fitness for ministry is not found in your acumen for theological knowledge or dicta, but instead the early mornings of prayer and Bible reading that you can learn more about our Lord. Take every ministry opportunity that is presented to you men. I have been blessed just to be provided with opportunities that have shaped me in ways that I could not be shaped otherwise. Savor the time with your brothers in the faith here. You will find and build some of the greatest and enduring relationships that will be sustained through your years of ministry and will in turn sustain you. And remember above all else that you are God's man. And if we are God's men, then that means that we cannot be our own man. And that we are building God's kingdom. And that if we are building God's kingdom, that means we cannot build our kingdom. We have to be wholly focused upon our master. And we cannot lead people where we have not already gone. Pursue Christ with all that you are. And I'd like to thank the faculty of the Master Seminary. Your influence upon my life is in every way indelible. It has been a blessing to be here, a blessing that is just so monumentous to me. What I am doing now, I am beginning my 8th week now as the senior pastor at Soma Community Church in Lancaster, California. It is a blessing to those of you from Soma. I love you, and I am excited for many years of service in God's word to you all. A final encouragement I want to provide, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And I think this verse is fitting as we come to know more about our Lord in seminary. It says, "And we all, with unveiled faces beholding the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Remember that your sanctification relies upon the Spirit, but as you come to know more and more about our Lord, allow yourself to be transformed into his image. Thank you, gentlemen.